Hey, it's Anne with your Coaching on the Go. We're talking about appreciation this week in the Spirit River Coaching Container. And there's a lot of power in appreciation. Early on in my life, I've been a somewhat expressive person always. And over time, I've just learned that when I feel appreciative of something, I just say it, I express it, I think it. And instead of just thinking it, if it refers to someone that's around me, if their hair looks great, if they are well put together, if they have a great outfit, if they did something really wonderful at work, if they contributed something, if they were helpful, if they whatever they did that I notice, I just say it out loud. Wow, that was great. You just did that. That was great. It was kind that you helped that little girl. I love your nails, the colors, beautiful. I look for things. I like finding things that I like and saying something about it. And that's an act of appreciation. And then I like sharing things I appreciate with others. So even like tonight, we were out to dinner and the waitress was just really zipping around, cleaning everything up and attending to all the tables. Then there wasn't an elevator at this multiple level bar, so she had to balance and carry all the drinks for people up these stairs. And she was really, really engaged in it and being fast and efficient. And so when she zipped by our table, I said, wow, you're so capable. You're really speedy. And she smiled. And then she stopped and chatted with us for a minute. When I'm going to need customer service on the phone, I used to do some phone solicitation when I was in high school and college for a business that I sold things for. And once in a while, we'd be in the back room on the phones, and people were so mean sometimes that I just know that it's a challenging job. So if I call, even if I'm upset about something, and I call for customer service, I talk with the customer service person. I chat with them about how they're doing today. And then I say, I'm having a challenge. And I called and I feel like you're going to be the one who solves my problem today. I just put the hope, I put the confidence, I put the belief out, the positivity out, to that person. I believe in them that they're going to support me. I believe that they're the ones that are going to solve my problem resourcefully. So today, the first, the homework for today on Coaching on the Go is to not only notice the things that you appreciate around you, but say something. If there's someone to communicate with, say it. If you're walking out of a store and the sun is setting and the sky is beautiful, hi, oh my God, isn't the sunset beautiful? Share appreciation with the people around you. Appreciate. My partner, he brings me water with lemon in it. And that's really all I really drink is water with lemon. So instead of mixing a drink, like you might ask someone for a mixed drink, my mixed drink is water with lemon or water with lime. So when he brings it, and he's been bringing it for years, I say, oh, thank you. I love when you bring me water. And then I say, oh, this is the best lemon water. You make the best lemon water. And I mean it. And it sounds funny because it's just lemon and water. But I love when he makes me lemon water. So I say it. And guess what? He brings it often. When he opens the door for me, he still does that. I love that. I always thank him for it. Or I give him a kiss. So showing appreciation like that and mentioning or noting what you appreciate, whether you're sending that appreciation to the quantum field, to God, to your partner, to a friend, to a stranger, you are magnifying what you're grateful for. And what typically happens when you appreciate what you have or what you're getting. What happens? You typically get more of it. So this is noting your appreciation of things. It doesn't just focus momentum for more. It generates more. In the laws of attraction, you're sitting in appreciation and you're drawing towards you more of what you appreciate. So put the laws of attraction to work for yourself. There's no downside. It feels great. It's uplifting. It takes your momentum towards more of what you want. It helps you continue to notice more things that you like. It draws other appreciators towards you. It makes you feel fabulous. And a high level appreciation is the vibration of love. So today, practice noting what you love and appreciate and say thank you for it. Verbalize it, notice it, articulate it, emphasize it, magnify it. Sending you love. Have a beautiful day.